Even though Job may not have understood everything, and even though he was stricken with boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, he did not curse God, nor quit on God, nor get angry with the Lord. But instead he said this, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." I pray that we'll have that kind of faith, that'll believe God no matter what may happen.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so delighted to have you with us on Truth in Fact. What a blessing it is to be in the Word of God. I pray that this would speak to you. In fact, we're dealing with the book of Job, and we're talking about that true Christianity shines in darkness, and it's easy to serve God when everything is going well, when you have your health, when you're able to pay your bills. But when we go through a dark time or a trial or a difficulty or calamity strikes, are we still able to worship the Lord? Well, in Job chapter 1, in verse 12, it says, "And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person." So there are some things I think that are worth mentioning here. Number one, we know this, that God had a hedge about Job. That means this, that God is in control, not the devil. God is sovereign, almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful. He is the I am that I am, and God had a hedge around Job, and God has a hedge around you and I as well. The devil is not in control of my life. The devil is on a leash, and he cannot do just anything and everything that he wants to do. Secondly, we know this, that this was a spiritual battle. Now, even though we see the effect in the physical, we see that it initiated in the heavenlies. We have to look beyond the natural into the supernatural. Now, a lot of people don't get that, but the fact is that we do go through real spiritual battles and warfare in our Christian life and Christian experience on our journey of faith with the Lord. Now, Job may not have realized the spiritual war that was taking place, but the fact is this, Job was the topic of conversation. And I wonder at times if we are ever the topic of conversation in the heavenlies. I just have this one question. Is our life making an impact for the Lord Jesus Christ? In other words, do people see Jesus in and through us? Or do we have influence on others as well? Or do they influence us? Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? See, God knew what Job would do through this. The devil thought he knew, but he was wrong. When all was taken from him, he didn't curse God, but rather he worshiped. Satan was implying this, that the only reason Job was serving God was because of God's blessings upon his life, therefore suggesting this, that Job's motive was wrong and that his righteousness was false. In other words, what he had wasn't real. But as you can see, Job had something much deeper than that. Job knew God and he loved God. And even when Job was stricken with boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, he did not curse God. In fact, he said this, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Oh, praise God. Can we say that today? But this was all spiritual, and yet it was manifesting itself into the natural. Sometimes I think it'd be much easier if God would just show us what's going on, if we could just peek into the spiritual realm and see what's taking place. You know, it's in these times that the devil will come with all of his might, and he tries to put doubt and fear in our minds. He tries to keep us from trusting God, from believing him, and he will try to put every unimaginable thought in your mind. It's the fear of the unknown, and he plays on that with a vengeance. But we know that fear is not of God. In fact, fear is a lack of trust. Fear is tormenting. But the Bible says this, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what God can give you. God has the power to guard and to protect our minds through his Son, Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.